You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am Shirley Yance, clinical hypnotherapist, advocate, and mental health first responder at Whispering Zen Hypnotherapy. So thanks for all coming to my radio program where you can come as you are and leave as you want to be. Do you wish that you could more freely have a happy, you know, healthier habit, or just get back to being a better you? Then let's talk. Although I specialize definitely in the LGBTQIA community, I love and welcome everybody into my shop. So if you need to help and you need to talk, I am here. So you can book online at WhisperingZenHypnotherapy.com. Now, for, you know, we're going to start the show like we always start the show. So the first thing I want to do is make sure that you are in a, you know, make sure that you're in a nice, safe place. And by safe place, I mean you're not driving, you're not working on something, you're not helping someone, you're not doing anything like that. Because I will be asking you to close your eyes and therefore no accidents. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take a nice deep breath. And we're going to exhale with a smile. Now the next part of, you know, it's part two, and you know that this is my favorite part. So next thing we're going to do is wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle your toes. Inside your shoes, outside your shoes. I don't care. Wiggle your toes. Now, wiggle your buns. Come on, wiggle those buns. And I do this because, you know, you can't ask somebody to wiggle their buns or wiggle your buns in general without a smile. And that's what we're all about, is loosening things up and, you know, doing that. So the next thing we're going to do is one more deep, deep breath. And I mean deep from your core. And as you exhale, tell yourself a beautiful affirmation. I usually say, I got this. I know what's going on. I got things under control. You know, sometimes we're just trying to get from day to day, and that's all right. You know, a beautiful affirmation, something that you can hold on to for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, whatever it is. Now, if you've got a little extra time, let's go and, you know, roll your ankles a little bit, you know, squeeze in those thighs. You know, roll your middle, maybe roll your shoulders, your neck, you know, back and forth in your neck. And if you think about it, in less than 3 minutes, you have now loosened up so much of your body that's fabulous. So that's what we try to do. We try to relax you and make you feel better. So, you know, let's get going. And today, I would love to thank Interfanatic Digital Marketing for sponsoring the show. They are the internet fanatics, upgrading performance online since 1999. Interfanatic will be there and have had the answer for over 20 years. Interfanatic is the reliable source of websites and digital marketing. Interfanatic runs lean and delivers high value because that's how they keep you happy, successful customers. That's Interfanatic. So find the Interfanatic fanatics at interfanatic.com. So as we've been talking about the last couple weeks, we've been discussing mindfulness and how it works and different things that we can do with mindfulness. So I thought today we're going to keep going with mindfulness, only I want to discuss how we can use mindfulness with kids and how you can help kids with mindfulness. Now, you know, people think of stress and anxiety with adults, but they also need to think about what's going on, you know, with your kids. And remember that mindfulness is just small little practices that help us increase our ability to regulate our emotions, which is what we're trying to do, and decrease stress and decrease depression. And it can help us focus, which is what we need to focus, as well as observe our thoughts and feelings And it can be helpful for any age. I have taught mindfulness to any age. And a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about today is kind of your grade school to middle school. But, you know, a lot of adults use these too. They're just called a slightly different thing. And, you know that life can be overwhelming for kids. They see everything going on in the world. They have to deal with school and home, and they see every reaction and everything that you're doing. So they're going to react to you. So why is it important to teach kids mindfulness? Well, mindfulness helps kids focus on what's happening now and keep their thoughts from kind of drifting away. And any kid, I swear, any kid can learn mindfulness, and it can help them, you know, focus and help a little more with the self-control. The benefits of helping kids with mindfulness has been gaining, you know, importance in improving their behavior, you know, and isn't that what we all want? But it can even be more valuable for kids who have, you know, that learn and think a little bit differently, especially true for kids who are maybe a little more anxious or a little more impulsive. Also, kids who struggle in school may have negative experiences that lead to negative thinking. So they assume that if it happened bad once, it will always happen bad. And what we do is we refocus that to let them know that just because something happened bad once, that was one time and we need to just go on to the next. Studies have shown that it can help kids improve their behavior and their focus. And it is proven to help, you know, like I said, it can help with addictions, anxiety, anger, depression, which is why I feel so strongly about its effects. So today we're going to go over some practices that we can do with kids and, you know, that can help them learn little mindfulness exercises. And I want you to know that it's important as an adult for you to do them with them, because they're going to know that if you're doing it at the same time, and you're not just telling them to do it, you know, you want to show them, but you also want to do it because they see you do it. They know it's important. They know that you can make it as a game in a lot of these. And that's the fun part. So, you know, and like I said, most of these, I'm going to be asking you a lot of these. I'm going to be asking you to close your eyes. So you may want to re-listen or re-watch this later. You can always do that on my Facebook page, you know, because we're back to the safe place thing. And even though kids may be doing it and you may just be in the background in the car or whatever, sometimes adults tend to listen really hard. You know, they're like listening to what's going on and they just kind of drift off too. So no doing this in the car. Like I mentioned, mindfulness practices can be especially important if they suffer from anxiety. So, you know, you really want to help them from worrying. So one of the things that we're going to do is just start out super easy and have them lie down, or all of you can just lie down on the floor. I always say on the floor, yoga mat, wherever, in a comfortable place. And just let your arms and legs fall to the ground. Gently close your eyes. Don't just slam them down, but just gently close your eyes. And start to notice how your body changes with each breath that you take. And each time you breathe, your belly moves up and down. And it moves up and down. And if it's a little bit easier, you could put a hand on your belly. Or if you really want to, you can put a stuffed animal on your belly just so you can see it going up and down. And each time you breathe and your belly moves and your hand or your teddy bear moves and rises and falls. And let's see if you can count to 10 that way. So you breathe in 1 and breathe out 1. Breathe in 2. Breathe out 2. Breathe in 3, breathe out 3, and just keep going until you hit 10. And don't worry, if you lose count, that's totally normal. It happens to everybody. Just come back to whatever number was your last number and just keep going. It's all right. And when you get to 10, I want you to shift your attention to how your day was. Breathing in and focusing on your breath as your belly goes up and down. And focus on something that went well today. Something that made you laugh today. Something that went really well that you were very proud of today. Just breathing in and out. Noticing how you feel. Now picture something about yourself that makes you proud. Makes you proud of yourself. Just focusing on your belly, breathing in and out, and picturing something that makes you proud of yourself. And if nothing comes to mind, which sometimes happens, sometimes you're just having a day where you're like, I'm not proud of anything. If that happens, picture something you wish would happen for yourself. Sometimes that works. And finally, bring your mind to somebody that makes you happy. Somebody that you can picture, pretend, maybe see their face. Breathing in and noticing your belly move. And breathing out and picturing that person that makes you happy. A few more deep breaths. And start to wiggle those arms and legs. And pause and decide how you feel. And it's normal to have thoughts that maybe you didn't want to have. But never ignore anything. And if you were having weird, sad thoughts or bad thoughts, it's important to talk about them. You know, it's useful to focus on the rest of the, your life. Just take a few minutes every day to notice how well you feel. That's very, very important. This next one is something that I know many adults do. So besides just kids, I know adults do these too. I am one of these adults that do these. So an easy way, maybe if you just want to start out, maybe having them, just a little bit of mindfulness to see, how they feel. We're going to do some body poses. And these sometimes get kids excited in doing these poses because it makes them feel strong and brave and happy and everything. So have the kids go somewhere familiar, silent, somewhere where they love to be, a place that feels safe to them, and tell them to try one or both of these poses. So the first one is the Superman pose. And the Superman pose is practiced by standing with your feet just a little wider than your hips, with your fists clenched and your arms just reaching to the sky, just reaching and stretching and stretching as tall as possible and holding it for like 5 or 6 seconds and then bringing it back down. And then doing that, 3 or 4 times and seeing how that really makes you feel. Going as tall as possible, but staying with your feet on the ground. So don't go up on your toes, just your feet down and just stretch it out as far as you can. So the next one would be the Wonder Woman pose. And I know so many grown women that do the Wonder Woman pose before going into a meeting or a test or anything. I am a big proponent of the Wonder Woman pose. I have done this many times. It's like finding a place where nobody can see you do the Wonder Woman pose, especially if you're an adult. If you're a kid, go for it. Okay, so with the Wonder Woman pose, you're standing there, with your legs a little wider than your hips, just like the other one, and your hands can be regular or in fists, and just put them on your hips. And just stand there with your legs out and your fists out and they're on your hips and you're breathing in. And if you want to, you can be really dramatic and go like this. And do that 4 or 5 times. I, you know, and then when you get done with that, ask them how they feel. I'm guessing you're going to be totally surprised on how the kids feel, because it adds the adrenaline and it adds the, it adds, you know, it just adds to their smile factor, which I think is important to add to anybody's smile factor. And you know, you can do these every single day. You can do these whenever you feel like you need a little more oomph, and we all need a little more oomph. What I like to do is stick with, you know, we're going to stick with the superhero, but you know, and go with the spidey senses. This is more of the kid version of the something that we talked about last week, which is the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, and this is kind of a next step beyond the poses. So what you're going to do is tell your kids, we're going, you know, turn on their spidey senses, or they're super duper focused. And what we're going to do is have them check all their spidey senses. So smell, sight, hearing, taste, and touch. Anything that Spider-Man would use to keep tabs on the world around him. And this will encourage him to pause, encourage them to pause and focus their attention on the present, opening their awareness. And this is one of those things that Karen Young also came up with for kids. So, like I said, it's a mini version of, you know, the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So 5 things, you know, 5 things, the whole thing. Last week on what goes with what, because I'm running a blank right now. And this encourages kids to be observant, and it encourages their curiosity. It's like, what can I smell, and why am I smelling that? And what am I hearing? That's weird. I never heard that before. Can I touch that? And does it have a different texture? I've never touched that before. And this can be done inside or outside. Sometimes it can be done both, where you can see these, what, how you can feel inside, and then how you can feel, do you get the same sensations outside? You know, you never know. They may notice things outside that they've never noticed before. They may notice things inside when you say, you know, what can you hear? And usually everything, you know, they stay in as quiet as they possibly can. And for some kids, I know it's hard to stay quiet, but as quiet as you possibly can. And what are you hearing? And looking around the room, or looking around the backyard or the house, you know, what can you see? Can you smell something you never smelled before? You never know. Now this next one is becoming my new favorite, and I'm going to start using it regularly, and I'll probably start using it on adults as well as kids, because I think that it's a great, important thing that can be used, and it's called the mindful jar. And the activity, you know, teaches kids that emotions can take hold and how to find peace in the emotions when they get overwhelming. So how to not let your emotions get overwhelming. So the first thing you need to do is to get a clear jar, like a little clear mason jar, and fill it almost to the top with water. And the next thing you want to do is add a big spoonful of glitter glue, or clear glue with a big hooping thing of glitter, of dry glitter, to the jar. Put the lid back on really super tight. I do mean really super tight. And I want you to shake it around until it swirls. Shake it around. Shake it around. And then finally, you know, once the glitter is going around, you can either use this little script, or you can make up something that kind of feels about right and put it down on the table. And just say, imagine the glitter is like the thoughts when you get stressed, mad, or upset. See how they swirl around, and it makes it really hard to see clearly. That's why it's so easy to make silly decisions when you're upset, because you're not thinking straight. And don't worry, this is normal. It happens to everybody. Yep, even grown-ups. And put the jar down in front of them now. Now I want you to watch and see what happens. And watch, kind of watch everything go down, the glitter go down. Keep watching. And as the glitter starts to settle and the water starts to clear, your mind starts to work the same way. When you're calm for a little while, your thoughts start to settle down and you start to see things much clearer. Deep thoughts during this, you know, calming process can help you settle down your emotions. That's another Karen Young that she came up with, but you know, it helps kids and it helps adults realize that, you know, they learn about their emotions can cloud their thoughts, but how it facilitates the practice of mindfulness while focusing on the swirling glitter in the jar. You know, try having kids focus on one emotion at a time, like if they're upset or they're angry, and discuss, you know, the shaken verse of the glitter is like the emotion. So have them talk about how they feel while the glitter is going around, and what's that making them feel like, and how is that making them feel? That's so important, of how, you know, of having them discuss the emotion. A lot of kids are scared to give their emotions. They don't think that it matters, or they think that they'll be ignored. And that's so not what we want them to feel. Okay? So, you know, and for adults, think about it. You know, you can do the same thing. Have a little one on your desk. You start to get upset about something, swirl that sucker around and stare at it and watch it go around and go, okay, before I make a reaction, I need to stop and think about this. Before I react too high, you gotta do this. And then slowly let the glitter fall down and realize then you can make a decision that, you know, makes more sense or is more cognitive or, you know, non-reactive as possible. Which is why I said I'm gonna start using this for my, you know, my adult clients as well as my kid clients, because you can have just a little jar on your desk and it might help save a lot of problems at the office before you overreact. So think about that. Now, a similar exercise for adults in the mindful walk. So I tell you to go out, go for a walk. It's a little bit with the super spidey senses, but when I tell you to go for a walk and notice things that are out there, but this is a little bit different on that. And it helps bring, you know, it helps bring it together, a great way to help kids learn a little more focus and a little more of what's going on around them. We call it the safari exercise. So tell your kids that you're going on a safari. You can even get the hats. I would love that. Send me pictures if you do that. And tell your kids that you're going on a safari and their goal is to notice as many birds, bugs, creepy crawlies, and any animals that they can see. And remember, try to remember. They can write them down if they're old enough to write. If they can't, then just try to have them remember or point them out, because you're on a safari. So, you know, when you find, you know, one of those little bugs or one of those other creepy crawlies, you know, point it out. You know, anything that walks, crawls, swims, flies, you know, they'll need to keep all their focus on that, you know, and kids love it because they're getting to go out. They're getting to walk around. They're getting to point out. Most kids love bugs. They love the crawlies. They love the birds and other animals that are out there. There might be squirrels, you know, different birds, different types of things, you know, and what they're doing is while they're focusing on that, their mind is letting go of any stresses they may have, any anxieties they may have. And that's so important because that's what we're trying to do. So if we make it in the form of a game, and I believe that we can do this for, you know, ages, you can do this. It doesn't have to be just for little kids. But, you know, little kids tend to like this a lot more. Now, if you have to, you can do this in your backyard. But if you've got a way to do it in a bigger area, then you want to do it in a bigger area. But backyards are just as fine. They have as many creepy crawlies and ants and birds and whatever's back there. You know, if you have the ability to do this, it's a really fun one to do. Kids tend to really, really like this one. Now, I'm going to kind of bring up something that I always bring up. And that's a body scan. But I'm going to have kids do it a slightly different way than the way we do body scan. I always tell you to do a body scan with maybe a light or, you know, just seeing how, just noticing how each part of your body feels from your toes to your nose and above. Well, what I want to do for kids is have them lay down on their back on that yoga mat or on the floor, bed, doesn't matter. And then squeeze, start at your toes and squeeze every part of their body and let it go. So we're going to start at the toes of both feet, squeeze those and let them go. Now the rest of the feet. So if you can, try to squeeze the tops and bottoms of your feet or your ankles, your lower legs and your thighs. Squeeze your buns. I know you can squeeze your buns because I've been having you do that for a year now. Squeeze your abdomen. And as you're squeezing it, squeeze it. Hold it for a few seconds, as long as you can, and then let it go. And then your chest, squeeze it as long as you can, and then let it go. Your lower back, your upper back, which is your ribs and your shoulder blades, squeeze those in. Hold it and let it go. And then both hands, so your fingers, the palms of your hands, the backs of your hands, your wrists, squeeze those together. Hold them, and let them go. Now this is a fun one. So you want to squeeze in your face and your head. So you can squeeze in your jaw and then your mouth and your nose and your cheeks. In your ears, and maybe your forehead, and your scalp. And then maybe you can picture or pretend that there's something above your head and squeeze that together too, because you know what? We want to squeeze everything. And then after the body scan is complete and they've squeezed everything, you know, and they feel like they're ready to come back to the room, slowly have them open their eyes and just move naturally to, you know, a great position, a sitting position, and ask them how they feel. Ask them how they feel. And that's the most important part. And do this with them. Do these things with them. Don't just go and go do this, go do that. You know, this is a different way of doing a body scan. Maybe you like this way better. I don't care how you do it. I just want your body to feel alive and how you feel with your body feeling alive. That's my importance, is that, you know, when you're doing the body scan, that you feel completely ready to go. You feel completely that your body has relaxed. This can also be used as a way to relax everything. Sometimes you need ways to relax your body. And, you know, we started earlier with, you know, just getting in tune with your body. Well, this is another way of getting in tune with your body. And I love this. I absolutely love this way of doing it. And I tried for the last couple days of, instead of doing a normal body scan, once I had read about doing it this way, you know, maybe doing it the squeezing way. So I realized that trying to put pressure on my ankles and my feet, the top of my feet, a little more difficult. So you have to be very imaginative on some of these. You know, you have to be very imaginative on your back and your ribs. You know, you can stretch out your fingers, but you know, how hard is it to do the backs of your hands and stretch out your wrists? You know, you have to be very careful, but you have to stretch everything out. Don't grab it. Don't press it down. Just normal stretching is what I want you to do. Okay. So, and this can be done. Can be done as many times. I prefer that you do it, especially in the morning, because that wakes up everything. It wakes it all up. And rolling things wakes everything up. But this stretching and the squeezing will wake up every part of your body. And you can do it fast or slow. I totally prefer slow. The slower, the better. Definitely better to be done in the morning. But if you can only do it at night, or maybe you can do it in the morning and the night. You know, there's no rules. You can't do these wrong. That's the fun thing. You can't do these wrong. If, you know, you say, oh my God, I didn't say it the exact same way that she said it. That's okay. You're just there. You're there to have fun. You're there to help. You're there to de-stress. You know, you're there to laugh. If something is said wrong, that's even better. You're there to laugh. And I love that. Sometimes I'll start going and I'll think that I'm going to be in a great meditation and something will happen around my house and that's it. I've completely lost it and not going to happen. So laughing is the best way to relax everybody. You know, mindfulness will get you back centered. And that's what these are to do. These are to get you back centered. But sometimes laughing will get you out of the moment. And that'll also get you back centered. Because it's all about being aware of where you're at. Being aware of what you're doing. Think about it in that way. Don't think about it as structured things that you have to do. These are not structured things you have to do. These are just things. So look at it that way. Too many people email me and say, I need a script or I need this or that. No, you don't. Make something up. You know, your kids just want to listen to you. You know, that's going to come up probably in the next little bit. But if you don't have a script, it doesn't matter. You don't need to look one up. You can if you want to. But your kids just want to hear you. They just want to spend time with you. They want to hear your voice. And you know you can make stuff up. Kids love it when you make stuff up. Okay? Trust me. Trust me on this. So there are also several interactive things that we can do. So here's just a few of those. Okay? Now, I like this one because blowing bubbles. These can be done inside, outside. Doesn't really matter. And when you're blowing bubbles, you know, have your kids focus on taking a deep breath, a slow deep breath, and, you know, blowing it out steady to feel the bubble. And encourage them to pay close attention to the bubble as it forms and as it detaches. And whether it floats away or pops, what they're doing is they're focusing on that bubble. And they may have several bubbles, but take the biggest one and just focus on that bubble and where it's going and what it's doing. And that will get you out of where you were You know, maybe if you were upset and you decided to go out and blow some bubbles. I love blowing bubbles. So you go out and you blow some bubbles and you just follow them. And as you follow them, but make sure that while you're breathing in and out, you're paying attention to that breath. Paying attention to your breath is really important. Trust me on that. Okay? Paying attention to that breathing. We've talked about breathing and how important it is. To just know. Sometimes we need to slow it down. And sometimes we need to slow it down a little bit more. And if we have a pinwheel, we can use the same thing as blowing the bubbles. You know, encourage using the attention to the pinwheel. So maybe as you're blowing on the pinwheel and you're noticing your breath, you're slowly watching it go around. And the more you stare at it, you'll kind of notice that it will slow down. And as it slows down, your mind will slow down. And that's what we want to do. Your mind is slowly slowing down. I love that. Okay? And it depends on what you like more. It's not a you have to do every one of these. This is options and options and options. And that's the way it needs to be, is more options. Okay? The next thing you can do is called a texture bag. So place several small, little take some little items that have different textures and put them in a bag. You know, like 5 or 6 things that have texture on them can be a piece of wood, can be a toy that has a texture on it, can be a spoon that has a texture on it. You know, anything that has some sort of funky texture on it, and have them put their arm in there and touch the object one at a time and describe what they're touching. Now, they don't have to name what they're touching if they can't, but what are they feeling? You know, make sure that they notice, you know, don't let them take them out of the bag because that's cheating, but you know, don't force them to use their sense of touch. Don't ever force any of these, but just touching it. And what does it feel? Is it rough? Is it sandy? Is it smooth? Is it hairy? What does it feel like? And have them describe it. And after they've fully described it, then they can take it out of the bag and see if they were correct. But, you know, have them put their hand in there, and it doesn't have to be a huge bag. And you can kind of change out the different, you know, different objects that you put in there. But what that does is that, again, focusing on what they're doing and not focusing on things around them. They're actually centering and they're focusing on where they're at right now so that it can knock down maybe the anxiety or maybe the stress that they're feeling, and it gets them out of where they were to where they are. Another thing you can do is called a blindfold test. And the blindfold test, it's not as bad as it sounds, okay? So you can take like a small food, like a raisin or a cranberry or something that maybe they've never eaten before that you know that they'll like. Don't be weird about, you know, putting something in their mouth that you know they're going to hate. And have them describe what it tastes like. What it feels like in their mouth, what it tastes like. It's just another little test to get them focused. You know, have them experience eating this maybe for the first time. If they've never had, you know, a cranberry, like a craisin or whatever. I wouldn't have them use a real cranberry because those are like really super tart. Not a lot of kids like those. You don't want to gross them out on this. And know that, you know, if they get distracted and if they become distracted, that's okay. They can pull their mind and their thoughts back, you know, back to where they were and start over. And you can tell them that that's okay. You know, that it's all right for them to, you know, get distracted. It's all right. We're going to bring you back, you know, and we're just going to try again. It's not a big deal. Don't make it a big deal. Make it something that's less stressful. Because if your child's already stressed, don't make them more stressed. And if you're really pushing down, you know, and you're really pestering them to do a lot of these at one time, it's going to stress them out even more. So maybe pick one or two, see what sounds fun to them. Go, does this sound fun to you? Does this sound fun to you? You know, maybe do the poses with them. See if that sounds fun. Do, you know, the glue with the glitter, you know, tell them how it makes you feel. That's always a good thing. This other one that I really like is, I can show you with my hand, and it's called a five finger fish star meditation. So you take your hand and you go 1, 2, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, out, in, out. In, out, in, out, in, out. And just do that a few times. Spread your fingers, and while you're tracing, you know, focus on that regular breathing. You know, your breathing in goes up and out goes down. And if you end up doing it the opposite way, that's okay. And it doesn't matter which hand you do it on. It doesn't matter. You know, I would say 5 or 6 times and see how you feel. Some people may just go, yeah, that's not working for me. That's okay. You know, what we're concentrating on is we're concentrating on breathing. And we're concentrating, and they may go, that's really lame and I don't ever want to do that again. And you just go, okay, I got it. Not going to do it again. So, you know, just go by what they feel like. And depending on their age, some are going to like one, some are going to like the other. That's how we do this. No pressure, be calm, everything's good. One of the things that I went over last week was the self-compassion, you know, the self-compassion pause. And I think this is just as important for kids as it is for adults. So start, you know, it's just as important, because sometimes kids think badly of themselves. They have no reason to think badly of themselves, but sometimes they do. And that is, we need to get them out of that. So, you know, you want to start by just taking a minute and being aware that, you know, what we're doing is fine. You know, that mindfulness is good. That what we're doing is helpful, and hopefully having them, you know that what we're doing and everything is helpful. So move your hand to your chest. Give yourself a big hug. If you can, take those deep breaths. And let them acknowledge that things aren't always good and things aren't always happy. But, you know, it's okay. You know, it's okay. It's okay to feel hurtful, and it's okay to let yourself feel that way. And when you feel that way, let people know. It's okay to let people know. And this is something that you should definitely do with your kids. If you're going to do this, if you're going to do anything, let them know that sometimes you need to give yourself a hug the same way they need to give themselves a hug. Just let them know that we're all together and that we're all going to be okay. You know, sometimes that is the most important thing, you know, and you know, one of the things that they can do before they start their day is do the mindfulness exercises, you know, do the stretching, do the breathing. You know, if they're having a stressful day at school, if they've got their phone with them, or even if they just have a big clock, look at the big clock and go, oh, okay. And think about it for a minute. And while they're, you know, they're slowly breathing for that minute. And if you can put your hand on your heart to slow your heart rate down, that's the best. That's the best. Because what that does is that starts them on their day or their project or their next class ready to go. Their brain isn't anywhere else. It's exactly where it needs to be, which is exactly where, you know, teachers will appreciate that. You know, a lot of schools have actually started adding mindfulness. Some haven't, but the ones that have noticed that, you know, kids do better. Kids do a lot better. So, you know, ultimately the tips are to regulate your awareness of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge other people. Okay? So sometimes you need to just get out of your own way. And, you know, and sometimes kids, if they haven't seen their friends in a while, let them call their friends or a relative that they haven't heard or seen from in a while. Let them set up a movie watch party. Wouldn't that be fun? You know, learn ways to make yourself smile. You know we can make yourself, you know ways to make yourself smile. Let them learn also ways to make themselves smile when sometimes, you know, we've been through a lot and they've been through a lot. And that's what's, you know, what we're trying to do. We're trying to help all of us get back to the smiling when it wasn't as easy. And sometimes in some places, it's still not that easy. But I know, I absolutely know that we can do this. And I know that you can do this with your kids too. Think of one of the, you know, think of something fun. Maybe you've thought of something I haven't. You know, text me, email me. You know, you can email me at whisperingzen, you know, hypnotherapy.com, at hypnofairygodmother, you know, at yahoo.com. You can do all of these things. Let me know if you have any ideas. I love to hear people's ideas of things that they've done as far as mindfulness practices go. I don't know everything. I'd like to say that, you know, I am the mindfulness queen, but I definitely am not. But yeah, email me, text me. All of my shows are on, you know, on my Facebook page. They're all on my YouTube page. So, you know, email me with ideas and maybe I can incorporate those. Okay? So, and remember to always, always take note of your mental state. So again, I'd like to thank Inner Fanatic Digital Marketing, upgrading performance online since 1999. Inner Fanatic will be there and have the answer. So now for over 20 years, Inner Fanatic has been the reliable source of websites and digital marketing. Find those Inner Fanatics at innerfanatic.com. Thank you for the sponsor of today's show. And thank you for listening today, because it's been a pleasure to be even a small part of your journey. I hope that it's been calming and soothing, and that, you know, that wherever you are, you're leaving a little more of who you'd like to be. I am Shirley, clinical hypnotherapist, activist, and mental health first responder at Whispering Zen Hypnotherapy. I work together with my clients and maybe you as a team to find the best way to get back to being you without fear or habit, without pain, either mentally or physically. And you know I work online, so I'm there to help wherever is needed and wherever you are. Hypnosis isn't for everybody, I understand. So let's see if we can work as a team. So again, you know, I'm Shirley Yance, clinical hypnotherapist. If you'd like to book an appointment, you can do it anytime. Book a consultation with me today at whisperingzenhypnotherapy.com. And it's been a sincere, real pleasure to help you out today. And remember to take a nice deep breath. Hold it exhale with a smile. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to tell your friends about the show, and I will see you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.